One more sign. This is a happier sign. Do you guys want a happy sign? Most of what I've said is pretty negative, isn't it? Daniel 12 and verse 4 says this. But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth and knowledge will increase. Go your way, Daniel, for these words are concealed and sealed up until the end time. Now, when I first read this idea of knowledge will increase, I thought, well, that's airlines and ships and trains and the internet. But do some cross-referencing on this. When you go over to Amos 8 and verse 12, it talks about people going to and fro, the same kind of language that Daniel is using here, people going back and forth. And they're going to and fro to seek what? The word of the Lord. And what Daniel is predicting is that in the last days, God is going to start to gradually unseal something in His Word. He's not writing something new. It's always been there. But He's allowing humanity to gain a greater understanding of it. And that's the subject of the end times. It is very interesting to me that the doctrine of eschatology, the very doctrine that we've been studying in this conference, was the last area of systematic theology to be fully developed. And the reason it's the last area of systematic theology in church history to be developed is because God designed it that way. The design of God is this: as humanity gets closer and closer and closer to these end time events, the prophecies of the Bible would start becoming more understandable. And we would start to see them with a greater degree of clarity. The truth has always been there, but we're just starting to understand it for the first time. And because of the time period that we're living in the 21st century, we have the ability to understand the prophetic word better than every other Christian generation that precedes us. And let me tell you something else. If the Lord tarries, the next Christian generation that comes along will understand it even better than we will. Isaac Newton, you all know who Isaac Newton was, famous scientist. Here's something you didn't know about Isaac Newton. He was a great Bible believer and reader. He wrote commentaries on Daniel and Revelation. And Isaac Newton said this all the way back in the 17th century, beginning of the 18th century. He made a prediction. He says, about the time of the end, a body of men will be raised up who will turn their attention to prophecies and insist upon their literal interpretation. That's you folks here at ATI. In the midst of what? Much clamor and opposition. Boy, what an amazing statement about our time period. And so I kind of leave you there with a happier sign that in the last days there would be an explosive interest in Bible prophecy. Best-selling books like Hal Lindsey's book, The Late Great Planet Earth, Tim LaHaye's book, Left Behind, would go across the earth and make people more and more aware of the time periods that we're living in, time period we're living in. So a lot of signs to think about, wouldn't you agree? Signs related to Israel, signs related to international politics, signs related to economics, signs related to technology, signs related to spirituality, signs related to society, signs related to the study of Bible prophecy. I would be remiss if I didn't leave you with this scripture here, John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death unto life. What a tragedy it would be to come to a conference like this and accumulate a lot of information, but never enter into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. How does a person get saved? John 5:24 makes it pretty simple, doesn't it? They believe in Jesus. Another way of saying believe is to trust, to rely upon, to depend upon, to have confidence in. The moment you trust in Him and Him alone for your eternity and the safekeeping of your soul, That's the moment you become a child of God. And you can do that right now in the quietness of your own thoughts and the quietness of your own heart if you've never done it, as the Holy Spirit places you under conviction. It's the most critical decision a person can ever make in their life, because that determines their eternal destiny. But there's also a message here for the believer. Romans 13, verses 11 and 12 puts it this way. Do this knowing that the time, do this knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep. For now salvation is what? Nearer to us than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. What is to be our attitude as we're seeing these signs develop all around us, pointing to the soon return of Jesus Christ? We're to lay aside deeds of darkness and live for Jesus Christ. Are there deeds of darkness in your life? Private sins, private thoughts, unresolved anger, jealousy, bitterness, gossip. The Bible is very clear that now is the time to lay aside those things and to live for Jesus Christ as never before, because the hour of our salvation, our glorification, is nearer than we first believed. And certainly all of the signs that we've looked at this morning point us in that direction. So a message for the unbeliever, get saved. Message for the believer in all of this, lay aside these deeds of darkness. Live for Jesus Christ as if this is your last day on planet Earth. And we'll do that and we'll glorify Him. Shall we pray? Father, we're grateful for what You have revealed to us concerning the signs of the end. We're grateful for Your Word. We're grateful for this conference. And we're grateful for those that You have brought here to listen to these things and to think about these things. I ask, Father, that You would light a fire under us, and we would leave here with the full knowledge of Your Word concerning prophecy, and we would live differently, our priorities would be different, and we would share our faith boldly and aggressively and live for You in these last days. We'll be careful to give You all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, Amen.